You may find a smile beginning to grow, you may not. Breathe deeply into this experience. This experience of ease and well-being we long for is here now in the present moment. We simply invite it, create space. Nurture our relationship with well-being and joy and ease without dismissing pain, without asking pain to leave. We invite well-being and joy forward to be with it all, not in replace of. Take a deep breath into the joy body you're experiencing or the well-being body. Breathe. And exhale slowly. You can begin to move your body and adjust as I start offering this talk. You may also just stay right where you are. Most of us spend more of our time problem solving, looking at external circumstances and what's happening around us from a state of mind and emotion that is not actually conducive to solving a problem. It'd be trying to solve the problem of changing a tire with some rocks that you beat on the car with. Beat our head against walls to figure something out. We spend so much time devoted to problem solving with the same mind and thought pattern that may have created the exact problem. When I work with couples, they so often bring in the content of their arguments and don't take any time to look at the process and their mind frame. So it's like fishing in muddy water. Trying to figure out an issue in a pond that's completely full of algae. You can't see it. You don't know what you're fixing. Our practice asks us to first clear the muddy waters, to see clearly. But we cannot see clearly when we're agitated in a state of arousal physiologically, so we can't even breathe deeply. So I'm proposing we solve problems and recognizing first what the problem is, and more than likely it may be our mental state and our physiological arousal. It may be the way we're participating. This isn't to say we don't have external issues and things we need to solve and people we have to work with and boundaries we need to set. What I am suggesting is, what if you spent more time getting yourself in a place of equanimity and calm so that you can access the clarity and insight that you had this evening while getting quiet first and then interacting in the situation? What would it be like if you're in an argument with someone and you decide to say, wait, let's stop talking and take some breaths. let me get my head clear so I can figure out where I'm coming from, give you a chance to do the same, and let's interact again. How would that be different? If any of your mind is saying, I don't have time for that, I'd sit your mind in the timeout corner for a little bit. If any of you heard your mind saying, I don't have time for that, I would treat it as it would a child who's running, that in a dangerous place, you ask to slow down, maybe you accompany it. There is no reason that we cannot engage in self-care, compassion, accessing wisdom and insight in more moments than not in our life. I say this often, the only time you need to be in a rush is if a kid's running across the street and you need to grab their hand, or there's a fire, or you're being hurt. Other than that, what we did here tonight in 40 minutes might have solved some of your own deeper issues rather than spending a lifetime fighting. I'm not saying all your issues are solved by sitting still for 40 minutes, but what I am suggesting is the clarity that we get from clearing the muddy water is so much more precious than the effort and the fighting we constantly do to fix things and solve things. This little bit of focus, intentional conscious focus, is some of the most precious medicine you can take in your life. So, let me speak clearly about a process I'd like us to engage in. When you're noticing you're in a problem and your mind is creating the same habits and conditions and thoughts and words and patterns that you're used to engaging with, that doesn't necessarily solve your problem, what we want to do is slow down. Slow ourselves down. Regulate. Then introduce compassion. Slow yourself down. And then recognize you're actually having an experience in this problem. When my wife and I are into a thing, we actually drop the content and go to how are we feeling? Well, I'm tense, I'm upset, I'm angry, I'm frustrated. Just in naming those things, and instead of getting back to the content, we're already practicing this compassion for ourselves and one another. And have you ever named a feeling and then just felt a sense of relief? I mean, that's immediate medicine. I am angry. Oh, I feel better saying that. I'm clearer just saying that. Because, I mean, there's physiological data. We know that saying an emotion actually triggers the parasympathetic response. Your heart rate goes down. You feel a sense of well-being. You're like, oh, that is how I feel. That's compassion for yourself. Slowing down and just simply naming what you're feeling is an actual act of compassion. Slowing down and hearing another person, what they're feeling, is an act of compassion. You're offering them the same medicine you just took. Slow down. Breathe. Have compassion for the feelings you're having. Have compassion for the other person's feelings. And then guess what starts happening? You have space. Your mind is no longer going in the same direction and speed it was just going in, which is probably not the helpful, healthy direction that we... It's not where we want to be, it's where we start from. And then, like we did in our practice tonight, you drop down into your gut, belly, heart. You have now time to practice discernment. What do I need right now? What does this person need? What do I want right now? You're getting clarity for yourself. This does not take half an hour to do it. It takes less time to do it than I'm actually teaching. The answer might not come fast, but the pattern, this new habit, will be there for you. Slow down, Mike. I'm really upset. I feel hurt. What am I needing? This is a discernment process. Well, I need... And then you come up with a need term. I need validation. I need respect. I need support. again, you're feeling that sense of connection to yourself. And now you can have a conversation that is not content-oriented, but process-oriented, where you're engaging on a more relaxed, open-hearted, equanimous, and compassionate place. Can you imagine doing this more often instead of the way our minds normally go, which is, I don't like what you're doing, I want to solve this, and I'm already agitated, so I'm going to solve it from an agitated place. I'm going to change this tire with a rock. You can try that at any time, and it's not going to change that tire. Calming down, compassion, getting clarity, and listening to your own wisdom. And then choosing a skillful action out of that. This takes a while to learn, but once you do it, it becomes habitual and much less energy than the fighting we normally do to solve problems. I am encouraging you all, until I see you next time, to step out of problem solving and go into well-being and ease, right? Instead of going, I need to fix this thing, I want you to go in internal and spend time calming down, having compassion, working on discernment, clarity, listening to your own wisdom, and then choosing a skillful action. It is a very clear system you can set up for yourself, based in the Dharma, based in our own meditative practice. How many of you have doubts you could do this? One hand. Do I get another hand? Another hand in the back. Another hand right there. Okay. All right. What's the doubt? What's the doubt? First of all, this talk is about clearing the muddy waters. When I have couples, again, it's a really good example because it's so clear, right? You're having two people arguing something. By the way, they're arguing for things because they're wearing lenses. They're not even sure that they're arguing from, but it's one couple said, I'm always expecting to be rejected. This is a lens of rejection. So when my wife does this thing, she pulls her hand away. I go to reach for her belly as we cuddle, and she does this. Maybe she doesn't do this, which is an interesting sign. She does this. And the lens he's wearing, she's rejecting me. That's the lens he's wearing. That movement is a sign of rejection. She goes, I don't trust him. I don't trust him at all. I'm having this lens on. And so he does something, and she goes, do you see? It's exactly reaffirming what my lens is saying. Take those lenses off. Get some clarity. Wow. The clarity then first shows you you're wearing a lens. Then you get to access your own wisdom, which is, I'm not feeling safe right now, or I'm worried I'll be rejected. I'm so used to, you know, not being listened to, it's hard to trust sometimes. Now you're getting to the more authentic and vulnerable piece that you can sit with and share with your partner or whomever you're in conflict with. That's what I'm talking about, slowing down so you can get some clarity about what's really going on in your body and in your mind and in your emotional system so that you can interact skillfully with yourself and others. Okay, I want to ask the doubters, what's the doubt about? Yeah, Liz.
I know that I can do it. I just don't totally trust that I'm going to be perfect at it every time. I think it's unlearning, and it's going to take time before I'm at the point where I'm like, I do this every time.
Sure, sure. And I'd like anybody who's perfect in here to please leave so we could have a regular talk. I'm serious. If you're like totally awesome at this. Okay, so let's just start with that. There is no every time. It's remembering, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Shit. Okay, next time. And while you're in the middle of it going, why are you, hold on, what am I doing here? Let me slow down. I say this. Here's how we change. We first look in the rearview mirror and go, I did it again. Then we're noticing as we're doing it, and then we see it coming. Be where you're at. Keep looking back until it's happening. And you'll be like, it's happening. And then you'll know. And however long it takes, you're going to see it coming. And probably still do it sometimes. How many of you know something? Don't say this. I shouldn't say this thing, and you say this thing, and then the thing blows up and you're like, why did I say the thing? You might even see it coming and you have to then, yeah. Does that feel better? Liz, do you have a sense of like, I don't need to be... So good. So keep that in mind, and I would also drop the lens of perfection. Okay. All right, doubters. What else? Yes, Kathy.
Forgetting. You know, just yeah. Like being so caught up in your habitual mindset, your default mode,
yeah.
That I think forgetting would be one that was the first thing that popped up for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I've been doing lately is I like the body feeling, and that feels so good to me when you do the meditation that you do. It's like stopping, and I've cast back to a relationship that would have been lovely to be able to do, and I wish I could have been able to do that with both of us. But lately I've been doing like, if I say the wrong thing, then I get a little sharp or a little harsh, and I think, wait, I wanted to be kind. Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, all right, just open up and try that again.
Mm-hmm.
Just being like shutting you out because I already know that I don't like it when you do that, whatever you're doing.
Do you hear all the lenses?
They're
wrong. Just listen to each other, all those lenses. It's clear. How many lenses do we have, you know? Let me get my lens, x-ray lens guy. Yeah. This is a process of development. Every one of us is in a unique place in the universe and a unique place in your own development and growth. Start now. And in 2 weeks, tell me what it's like to slow down, have compassion for yourself and the other person, find some clarity about what's really going on for you. And it's not about another person. They're triggering you, but something is in you that is going on. And then choose a skillful action to address yourself or the other person or that situation. Slow down and just try this. Fail all the time until it's not all the time. Until it's like, oh, I'm 40%, I'm 60%. It's okay. There is no 100%. Not one teacher I've ever been with or lived with is 100% on this. This is why it's a practice. To return to this practice. We're talking about problem solving, and that clarity, getting clarity and discernment only happens when you slow down enough to access your own internal wisdom. Practice slowing down and starting to listen. Did anybody hear your gut or your heart speaking in the problem solving example we did? What are some things your heart and gut said? Do you just bring it out? Mm-hmm.
Space.
Slow down, make space. Yeah, mine slow down and rest. What else? What'd you hear? I heard, mm-hmm, just go ahead. Jen?
Or? I got just like, I think it's slow down is it too, but it was like just be gentle with myself.
Uh-huh.
Take better care of myself.
Lovely. More, yeah. Be gentle, slow down, take care. Slow down, make space. Slow down and rest. What else did you hear?
Relax.
Take a step back. Listen. What else?
Laughing.
Laughing. Or was it laughing at you? Okay, good. My wisdom does do that, but it's Jewish. And that's just basically always laughing at me. So laughter. What else? What other things did your wisdom and intuition say?
Be open.
Be open. Now, what did your mind say? Please don't take all of my time, but what did your mind say? You know what I mean, right? Oh my God, my patience too, I'm like, stop, you're done, I'm cool, I get the point. You get the point. Like, that's all you do in your mind all day long. I don't need to hear it. You don't need to hear it. But sometimes there's important information, but what you find in the mind is a ping pong match. Yes, no, good, bad. And you're like, which way do I go? How often am I doing this to solve a problem? And then I just want to do drugs or gamble or eat ice cream because this sucks. I know some of you. So, is that true or not true? This ping pong match. And then you hear, be kind, be calm, stay open. You're like, oh, I can do that. And from there, your wisdom will start arising more often, and that problem is actually you, not external. We're the problem half the time. I'm not saying we're not impacted by other people. We're the ones who are making a mess out of things more than half the time, I would say. But the heart is just waiting to be heard and acted on. So that's what our practice is, slowing down, hearing the wisdom of our own hearts, and then acting on it. You have 2 weeks to practice this until we see each other again. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Just do 2 weeks of practice, and we'll start from there and move forward, okay? Questions, comments, concerns, musings? Yes.
How do you do it when you actually practice that, but there's a resistance coming from the other side who is not willing to even try?
Mm-hmm. Happens all the time. We have no control over anybody or their responses. And I say this every time, if there's danger or if there's abuse, you get out, you go away, you protect yourself, right? This is not about staying in something that's threatening and violent, just to practice. I'm being clear, right? I say that every time because some people can hear this as, oh, should I stay in the thing that's really bad for me? I'm like, no, you don't go into a lion's den to practice being with the lion. That's not what I'm talking about, so I have to say it every time. If that's not quite the case, you have no control over another person, so you get to practice equanimity, loving kindness for yourself and them as you're going through it, practice boundary setting, learning to step back and come back in. A lot of people aren't willing to meet you in this place, actually. They want to fight you. They want to get things met. But the truth is, when I calm down, Thich Nhat Hanh says, he has the metaphor, and it's actually from real experience, when a boat of refugees are together and everyone's freaking out, but one person remains calm, it's just enough to calm the whole boat down. You might not get the result you want from that person, but you certainly will for yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay. Questions? Any questions on problem solving, on using discernment and clarity? The reason I slowed us down, felt compassion, is that you can start accessing some clarity. It's hard to get there when you're not feeling safe or heard or you're upset. It's hard to get clarity. So we have to calm ourselves down to make that open space for wisdom to start arising. We have a few moments, so if you have any questions...
Mm-hmm. And that actually the opposite, since I was a very small child around people that wanted to have conflict or were in conflict, I was always like discernment, clarity, calm.
Mm-hmm.
And just what is the conversation where that is a heart-centered rather than an intellectual mm-hmm. process? of stepping back. Do you have any?
Our vulnerability. First, are you willing? How vulnerable are you with yourself, and you know, right. and your own heart space? Right. That's what
and
I'm hearing.
My clarity is
correct.
It's been like,
sure.
It's a
It's a good one. It's a rational one, and it's served you really, really well. And what in the process you've done is kind of tighten this or lock this up. You have to be willing to open that back up if you're safe enough now to do it. My guess was you might not have been, as you were forming this really powerful flashlight of clarity, but you were missing this because this was probably really scary or it was hurt, and whatever your circumstances were, we would shut it down and protect it. You need lots of vulnerability, willingness to open it back up again, and then you'll have both, which is what that exercise was about. Actually, it was called Ways of Knowing. The intellect, our body is a way of knowing, our intuition and wisdom. I could have gone to spirits and ancestors as a way of knowing. I could have gone to the earth and plants as a way of knowing. But you can't keep this closed and have total integration. Yeah. Love, self-love, healing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's something about the emotional openness and clarity that is more the question for me.
Yeah.
Like my personal experience has been feeling really clear in conflict, mm-hmm. and having folks be upset about that.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, wow, you're really calm and really clear, mm-hmm. and I'm freaking out.
Mm-hmm. A lot of I won't speak to your circumstances. I don't know your childhood, but a lot of us have been really good at getting solid in chaos, but we're not actually comfortable when it's not chaotic. And right? Okay. You've learned to protect yourself and get very clear during traumas or chaos. I can handle this shit. But when it's not, and the baseline is then one of relaxation and ease, it's like, no, oh, I don't feel safe. I don't know this circumstance. Anything can happen at any time. No. So, you're all shaking your heads. There's something here. We are at the end. I don't want to go over. Thank you all for coming out Thursday night Sangha. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Be well. Thank you.